salad, DJ, turn it up. Pet the DJ, bring it back.
Oh. It's somebody's birthday right now.
Hey.
Right now.
We had so many celebrations this week. We had our anniversary party, and now we are going to go into an hour of Fernando's birthday. First, I wanted to have a special delivery, something for Shan, something that's hard to get in the city, huh. But we made a special trip to what? Get this delivered to you today.
Oh, my goodness. All right, what is it?
Here we go. Greg's going out of the studio.
Special delivery. Where hey. Is it? Here we go.
Oh, and here comes Ryan.
We have a crate. A crate of Jack in the Box. A crate.
Oh, she's about to hyperventilate.
This is so beautiful.
Do you know how hard it is to find a Jack in the Box in the city?
It's impossible.
God. Ryan, by the way. Come up. Step up to the mic.
Thank
Ryan, you did a good job.
So much,
you've made up
Ryan.
For all the bad things you've done to me over the years.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Greg.
Ryan, good job, Ryan.
Ryan stayed in Union Square yesterday just so he could go. Pick up Jack in the Box on Geary Street. And you said that they knew this was for Shanberry's?
I told them it was for you. So shout out to Jack in the Box on Geary. They made the order with smiles and they were so happy to do it.
Thank you.
They were honored.
No, and but I want to say thank you to Ryan for getting it for me. He worked so hard and he decorated.
Well, wait, what do you got? What was your order?
And thank you, Gregory. Thank you, Gregory.
And you have to understand, I hope I get it from memory. I normally don't screw this up.
Mm.
It's the sourdough Jack,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes,
without
yes.
bacon.
Yes, yes,
see how
yes.
good we are?
Wow.
But there's a ton of ranch in there,
oh,
Shan.
Oh, thank you. Did they charge you extra? Because they're not supposed to do that.
She even knows. Okay.
Check the receipt.
Now, there's plenty for God. Fernando. Will
yes.
he touch it?
There's tacos, Fernando. Those are gluten-free, I believe.
Yeah. You are caught on this gluten-free thing.
Also, the french fries are gluten-free, too.
Oh, yeah. Totally gluten-free.
We got curly and regular.
Oh, my God. This is the best present in the world.
It is my birthday.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
See, this doesn't make 30 seem so bad
now. No, not at all. I forgot I was 30 now.
Exactly. Because you're eating like a 16-year-old.
Yeah, you really are. You're eating like a teenager.
And I always
30.
Used to go to the one on Geary in high school. So shout out to the Jack and the Crack on Geary.
Bam.
Yeah, we had to get you Jack in the Box. I mean, most people would cater something gourmet
no.
and special.
That's what makes Shan so simple.
Yeah. But it still costs $50.
Oh, damn.
But look how much food we got. This could feed an army.
That's your delivery fee, Ryan. You can keep
your
change.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can keep your change.
Ryan.
He got tipped. Good.
There you go.
Awesome.
Thank you. Ryan, you can have a taco.
888-456-9970. See, Shan, it's not so bad to turn 30.
It really isn't. I'm 16 again.
Look, I got to take a picture of that. I mean, it literally is a crate of Jack in the Box. Uh-huh. She has it in front of her like it is the most beautiful thing in the world.
Who brought the crate? Did Jack in the Box bring the crate?
No, we got the crate.
Wow. This is so beautiful.
Oh, you got to put that on your Insta.
I'm going to start doing, you know what? I'm starting a new company. Like, you know how these gift baskets.
Jack in the Crate.
You know how, yeah. You know how these gift baskets are done? I'm going to start delivering like gift baskets, but it's going to be like fast food, your favorite fast food. Food in a gift basket.
Yeah, it could be McDonald's in a crate, Jack
exactly.
in the crate.
Whatever you want.
Burger King in a crate.
I got it. Cravings in a crate.
We got it.
No, no.
We'll be right back with all your calls.
All right.
And after Justin Timberlake, he's in the Bay tonight.
Yes. I know, right? Of course he would come and perform for our birthday.
Yes, Oracle. He's
Thank you,
be
JT.
Lit tonight.
Happy birthday, Shan.
Happy birthday, Fernando.
We're celebrating this morning at 99.7 now with Fernando and Greg. The Bay's number one for all the hits.
But Shan, you're freaking out a little bit about turning 30.
I
did not freak out about turning 30. I just didn't ever want to get past 30. Like, I wanted to stop there. I was fine with turning 30.
I remember. Mm-hmm. You were 30 for a long time.
Yes. I
like
stayed
many
30.
More years than
forever
just one.
And ever.
I'm just like
ever.
Scared of like getting wrinkles and having to do Botox. And
you don't have to do anything.
I mean, I don't have to. I probably won't. My mom's never done anything, so.
Listen, I'm the only person that turned 30 in Texas and then turned 30 in San Francisco.
Oh.
Several times. I kept turning 30 over and over again. But 888-456-9970. If you can help calm Shan's fears, maybe you had the same fear and it worked out for you.
Yeah, I mean, turning 30 is a big deal. Tabitha, like, what was a big birthday or one that was most memorable for you?
I had my best birthday ever just recently. recently, actually, at Disneyland. And I went with a big group of friends, adults at Disneyland. It was great. And we went for their 90s night. And it was crazy because there was all this great music, like, from the 90s. And we were dancing, like, breaking out old moves and stuff. And no matter what age you were, it was like little kids and older moms, like, with kids. Everyone was dancing. And then it started raining. And that didn't stop anybody. It was like a magnet. More people just started
getting lit.
The most amazing birthday ever.
So Shan has nothing to fear for her 30th birthday. She should just hope for rain.
Yes. Dance party. Get in that rain.
Girl, I'm trying to get a blowout. I can't have this rain.
Well, can we ask what age did you just turn?
34.
Woo! See, 34. Hey, see, you blew past. How did you feel when you turned 30?
I was scared before I turned 30, actually. I was more scared about hitting 30. And then when I was there, I was like, oh, this is nothing.
See, yeah. Shan? You got nothing to worry
about.
Take
it from those who've gone before you. Nice. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
You got nothing to fear, Shan. See, people even at 34 are dancing still, Shan.
But all these little promo kids, they're like, oh, you wouldn't know. You're old. And I'm like, what?
And you know what they wouldn't know? What a full bank account looks like.
Right.
Thank you.
That's why I'm happy. Listen, I don't care how old I am.
Yeah.
Just like that. Listen, it's an old movie, but in that Fried Green Tomatoes, when Kathy Bates wrecks into that those young kids' car, those girls' car after they say they're younger and hotter, and she said, I'm older and have more insurance. That's what I tell these people. I'm older, and I got way more money than you promo kids.
And Shan, you'll have more movies to reference the older you get.
Listen, when the promo kids are setting up the tent, you're rolling into the parking lot in your Mercedes, Shan. So when you they tell you you're too old, you tell them they're too poor.
Put it in perspective.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's go over to Carly. Carly, what was the best birthday?
So when I turned 30, I thought my life was going to be over.
So just 30, like Shan.
Same,
yes.
Same.
But 30 ended up being the best year of my life. I met the love of my life. I got a new job that paid me more money than I'd ever been paid before.
Hey.
And it's been all uphill since then. So 30 is pretty awesome. And so is 32, 30. Well, let's not do any more math.
You know, in general, are good.
30 was great for me. All 5 years. Every year I kept turning 30. It was awesome.
Right.
The great thing, too, about being in your 30s is that you stop caring about all the crap that doesn't matter that you cared about in your 20s.
Yeah. You let
it go.
It's
really freeing. Yeah.
In her 30s, will Shan stop caring about the number of likes she gets on her Instagram posts?
Well, no, because everyone up until 104.
That seems to be something that you carry with you.
So that's not one of the things you stop worrying about.
No, I mean, absolutely not.
So you can't look forward to that. But everything else, see?
Yeah.
She said her 30. 30 was
everyone
the best year of her life.
Everyone keeps saying the 30s are the best years, so I guess we'll see.
Hey, 40s ain't bad either. Let's pick up Paige.
All right, let's go over to Paige, line 3. Hello, Paige.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Shan.
Don't forget, Fernando, we're not talking about his age, but it's her first year. Listen, it's her first year in her 30s. It's his last year in his 40s. So they're both having big
birthdays. So I should be fearful too, right?
No. The 40s are the best. Are you kidding me?
I know.
When I turn...
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, this is about you, Paige. Go ahead.
30, I was pregnant. I was the size of a beached whale. I did not have any fun for my 30th birthday. And all of a sudden, I was tired. The 30s were hard for me. But let me tell you, if you have kids by the time you're 30, when you turn 40, you can run off to L.A. and go on The Price is Right for your 40th birthday.
Hey, hey, LA. So is that what you did? Did you get on the show?
No, we didn't get called up because, you know, it turns out if you wear makeup and look like you are not straight off, I'll just stop right there.
Okay,
if you comb your hair, they're not calling you up.
Oh,
all right. Don't look too good.
We look too suburban housewifey. It didn't work.
They do love.
I was ready, though. I studied.
They do love the Midwestern and the Southern kind of crowd.
I know. I know, man. I mean, every sick day we ever had, that's what we watch, right?
There you go.
Dude, but why
Price is Right all day long.
They call Jackie Hollywood up on Price is Right.
Yeah, she doesn't comb her hair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's her boy.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Paige.
Have a great birthday, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Nothing to fear, Shan. Although, I don't know. What's 50 going to be like?
You're about to find out.
Next year. That's what I'll find out.
Listen, Shan, I can say life just gets better. You don't need to fear your 30s.
I hope my metabolism doesn't slow down. That's going to happen.
That's going to happen. Here, have a Jack in the Box taco.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. Keep that metabolism going.
Tell the DJ, turn it up. Bet the DJ, bring it back. I know it's somebody's birthday right now.
Happy it's a birthday, so we can get to play that song at 888-456-9970. Shan's got a big milestone today. Well, actually, when your actual birthday, it's next week, but
yeah.
You're turning 30. Which I know you were scared about.
Well, it's a lot. Like, you're supposed to get married and have kids.
Oh, Shan, please. No, you're not.
Do whatever you
Look,
want.
Look, Fernando was 48 before he got married.
Yeah. Took me a long time.
But my mom's
never
going to
get married.
But you don't want to. I want to. And
well, you take it. You just met the guy of your dreams. You'll get there.
Yeah.
Don't put that pressure.
I know your
mom.
My
family is pressuring.
I know your mom. She doesn't put any pressure on you at all.
Yeah.
I know that,
Shan. She wants grandkids like yesterday.
Okay. Well, we'll buy them. What it, still magnolias. They say, yeah. We'll buy them if we have to.
Gosh, you guys are old.
I know.
Thanks a lot. I'm trying to comfort you, Shan.
Yeah.
Well,
and you're
still
calling
magnolias.
Us old.
What is that?
Still one of the greatest movies of all time.
Oh,
if you're gay.
Hello.
If you're gay, that movie is live. So,
yeah, we themed our cocktails after that movie.
Let's pick up Karen right now because she was sad on her 30th as well.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how's it going? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What happened on your 30th?
I was so sad and disappointed. I have a huge group of friends, and I was all excited to be turning 30. And I was trying to get people together, and they were like, no, I'm busy. I got something going on. I got to work, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, you people suck.
It's my birthday, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm turning 30. I've known you people since I was little, some since high school. Like, I have a great group of friends. Actually, that matters more than anything else. But so my husband at the time, we just got married, and he's like, no, we'll go out to lunch. It'll be nice. And I'm thinking lunch.
Lunch for my 30th.
It's a milestone, lunch.
So I feel like
we're going to go to golfing or something.
What happened?
Yeah, I feel like a butt is coming up.
We went out to lunch and he was very sweet and we got flowers and stuff and we're like, okay. He's like, oh, we're just going to go home, you know, and hang out for a little bit and then we'll see if we can, you know, go have drinks tonight or what. I'm like, okay, whatever.
All right.
I've already given up on my birthday. And I get home, there's no cars, there's nothing. And we get upstairs and all my friends, my whole family, this huge table of food, all these people, he'd organized a gigantic surprise party.
Oh.
Everybody who'd been turning me down for the last 2 weeks was there.
They were all in on it.
They did it.
So wonderful.
And you were about to give up, or you did give up.
I had already given up. I was like, whatever. So, yes, the party was amazing, but really the fact that all of my friends and my family, they have been hiding food and like, they all parked down around the corner, so I didn't see any cars.
There's a lot into this.
Well, none of that's happening for Fernando and Shane. Just so you'll know.
Well, because Fernando's bad with surprises sometimes.
What do you mean bad with surprises?
Well, you're just...
You let people know about them.
Yes, like you'd be like, oh, wait, where's the cake?
In fact, I remember Shan telling us something recently. Okay, this is just between us, blah, 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 blah. Next thing, Chad walks in here. He tells Chad the exact thing that Shan had just told him.
In front of my face. Like, Fernando!
What do you mean I'm bad?
Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the hardest birthday for you?
My hardest one that I was facing was my 30th.
But after 30, everything was easy. My husband threw me a 40th birthday party that was a surprise at the saddle rack. I rode the bull.
Hey!
Chair.
See, life
is awesome.
Life doesn't end in your 20s. You can still ride the bull in your 40s.
At the saddle rack.
Oh, yeah. Age is just a number. It's your attitude. If you think you're old, then you're just going to be old. If you think you're young, then you're just going to stay young forever. I think I'm 21, and I just tell people, yeah, I'm 21, and I'm having fun.
There you go. Woo! Go with it.
Well, listen, you probably look Debbie. 21 when you're bucking and rolling on that bull.
Uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
That's fun.
Thanks, Debbie. Shan, you're going to be away that weekend in Coachella.
It's a Friday, though.
But I think I may go.
Tell the DJ, turn it up. Bet the DJ, bring it back.
It's somebody's birthday right now.
Yeah,
right
so we got to bring in. We got one last thing to bring in because I have so much stuff to give to y'all. And it's all deals with food. So hold on.
My favorite.
Got one more thing.
Food.
More food?
Okay.
I mean, a crate of Jack in a Box wasn't enough.
I know. I'm so shook right now. What is it?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, my God. It's my mom.
Hey. And your sister. Hello. Oh, Mama Berries is here. Hello, darling. How are you?
For you, young boy.
Thank you.
Mom, don't cuss, okay? No hablas mal.
No.
Oh, wait a second. Look at this gorgeous cake.
M para arriba. No.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Mama,
she stuck the cake right in front of me.
And I put the champagne right in front of Shan.
Thank you.
And your best friend.
Woo! Hot Cheetos!
There we go.
So, instead of strippers this year, since we work for a new company, your mom and your sister volunteered to bring in the birthday cake for Fernando and Shan.
Yay.
Wonderful.
Also,
thank you, guys.
Since Fernando, it's either his age or I don't know what, but he won't eat solid food anymore.
So you give me what, some milkshakes?
So we got, they're right there in front of you.
Oh!
We got him muscle milk.
Oh, because thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely
use
these.
Since he's not on solids anymore.
On my liquid diet. And down 12 pounds.
Danny, here.
Aww,
I slaved over a hot stove making this for you.
He made me a vat of ranch.
A vat.
And I gave you packets to make your own as well.
That ain't gonna happen.
Well, Matt can make the ranch for you.
Oh, so sweet. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Greg. Yeah, I never thought I'd be so excited over some muscle milk, but I am. I really am.
Well, I don't know. Is it that you can't chew anymore at your age, or what? You only
I'm having my teeth replaced as well.
He's only on liquids, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is great. Thank you.
Yes, Mama Berries, what do you have to say?
To everybody, thank you for supporting my beautiful daughter, okay? And you guys are our big family.
Algo en español,
Bueno, ellos ya saben de que yo hablo mal el español, así que mejor me callo.
See, everything does sound sexier in Spanish.
I mean, she could have cussed it.
Everything is sexy in Spanish.
She says she doesn't want to speak in Spanish because she cusses a lot, so she can.
Mama Berries, Fernando and I got Botox yesterday. How do we look? Do we look younger than ever?
Oh, beautiful. Handsome. More handsome.
Yes, no lines. Right?
Yes.
Mind free.
Good. So you have to recommend me because I am the next client.
We will take you to Dr. Bay with us.
We will.
Okay.
But here, can we play you a little something? I don't know if you've heard this, but your daughter yesterday at Dr. Bay's office.
Oh, my God.
Listen, while Greg was getting his Botox.
Here, hold on. Let me put your headphones on.
This was her.
And this is actually pretty straightforward. So what I do is I do two injections on the crow's feet. And then the other thing I do is I just want you to be real still. I'm going to go I'm going to soften this up. So this is different than the crow's feet. These are these little lines underneath.
That's her singing and screaming.
Mama Berries, do you make those kind of noises too?
When no, better one.
Soccer.
Oh.
Because I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
All right, well, we're glad you're here. Thank you so much for
the cake, for everything.
All
right. Okay, guys.
For your daughter. Yeah. We appreciate that, too.
Keep working, not eating, okay?
Okay.
Oh!
Yes.
Well, he's not eating that right now.
All right, we do have to do Dirty on the 30 at some point.
Oh, here, do you want to do it now?
Sure, why not? Let's do it.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
All right, and Cardi B wants everybody to know that if she's not able to stay engaged in a conversation with you, it is because she's having a completely different conversation with the voice in her head. Take a listen.
Be talking to me and the voice in my head, I don't know, we'll start asking me questions like, hey, what happened to your green Balenciaga shirt that you wore the other day? And then I reply back in my head like, I don't know, bitch. I think I left it at my grandma's house. And then me and the voice in my head start going back and forth while you talking to me, so I'm really not paying attention because the voice in my head is talking to me.
I love her. But we all have this, right? There's an inner monologue that's going on 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God. When I'm driving, that's all I do is, like, talk to myself. And think
what do you say?
Oh, my God. I have to deal with these two again? No.
Okay. That's on your way to work. But on
Listen.
It's the same thing because on your way to work, it's these two. On the way home, it's those two.
Yeah. Yes. And then I'm like, oh, I know my mom's got food at the house. Let me roll up.
Make a detour. Slide through.
How come that Mama Berry's food never makes it to the studio?
Because we eat all of it. And she doesn't let me take her Tupperwares because she knows I won't bring them back.
I'll send my own Tupperware.
Okay, we'll bring our own Tupperwares this time. But she hates that. Last time I brought her the Pyrex here and it's gone. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, that's right. Your mom's going to know all the secrets
now. Slide for your birthday.
All right, and Lori Loughlin, not only well-known because of her time as Aunt Becky on Full House, but she's also the wholesome face of Hallmark Channel until this week when the channel said goodbye, cut ties with her after her arrest on the ongoing college bribery scandal. Loughlin has starred in numerous Hallmark movies, specials. She is the face of the network. So, excuse me, this was a huge gig for her. She was making a lot of money from Hallmark Channel. And not only that, the producers of Fuller House confirmed that Aunt Becky will not appear in the final season of Fuller House for Netflix.
Yeah, she got fired from all her jobs. She had like three, four, or five jobs.
Yeah.
She got fired from all of them. I hope she saved her money. No, she didn't. She spent it on her kid going to college.
She and her husband spent $500,000 to get their daughters on the rowing team, even though they've never rowed, and they never rowed while they were on the team. Even Loughlin's youngest daughter, Olivia, who has partnerships with Tresemme and Sephora, decided to cut their ties with her because of the bribery scandal involving
her parents.
Got no
income coming in that house anymore.
What about the Mossimo dad?
He sold his company, right? Yeah. Did he sell it to Target, or is he still running it in Target?
I'm not sure who he sold it to. He is still in Target.
I just bought some Mossimo sunglasses.
I think he sold the company. So,
they're fine.
So hopefully he has money.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, they had $500,000 to bribe whoever. They got money.
All right. you know what, Shan? Then I'm not going to spend my weekend worrying about them.
No dispute there.
They'll be okay.
All right. That is going to do it for Dirty on the 30. Let's pay some bills right now.
Man, I feel like money.
Hello, Jay.
Hello.
All right. It's Fernando and Shan's birthday, but we're giving you the gift. We're going
to
pay you.
Happy birthday to you guys.
Thank you very much, James. We got this Capital One bill that needs to be paid. Is there a big amount on that one?
It's just the minimum, or right?
Okay. Yeah,
No, we'll pay more than the minimum. Don't worry. We got you.
Unless you haven't been paying, nice. And it's hella.
Yeah, it depends on what the minimum is.
Well, Sean called me yesterday. No, I'm just playing.
Well, that's true. We do double. I'm glad you know our rules. We double the money on Thursday, so you're right. But yeah, I hope you'll take this.
I will. Sure will.
All right. Thanks, James.
All right, James.
I love your show.
Hey, we love you. Thanks a lot for listening. We appreciate it every single day.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
I just realized what I said.
Yeah, I was like boyfriend, his girlfriend, but I know. You know.
Well, for me, it's break up with your boyfriend. Anyway, let's get to sports.
You know, Conor McGregor, he is in some legal hot water after he smashed and then stole a dude's phone in Miami, but he's not letting that get him down, despite the fact that this 22-year-old is now suing him for upwards of $20,000 for smashing his property and emotional trauma. Connor was out at a bar in Miami doing his own promotion for his own whiskey. He just showed up and started promoing his whiskey. He bought 100 shots of Proper 12 whiskey. He was happily taking photos.
Going big.
He was pouring them as well. He was happily taking photos with fans there, taking selfies. He even went and started making orders. And I'm not even talking about drinks. He went in the back and started flipping steaks and making hamburgers and stuff for people's orders. So he was in a good mood while he's promoting his alcohol. Not in a good mood when he came out of the Fontainebleau in Miami, the hotel there in Miami Beach, when this 22-year-old came up and tried to take a selfie with him. It's still, the description still makes me laugh. He took the guy's phone. He knocked the guy's phone out of his hand. He swatted it out. He went and picked it up. After he picked it up, he threw it on the ground again. Then he stomped on it with his feet, and then he picked it up and he left.
This is like one of the most ferocious men in athletics. I don't understand why you even stepped to him.
Yeah. It's like approaching a wild bear.
Is that Jaguar that got the lady?
It really
for getting
is.
Too close.
Uh-huh. It is ridiculous. Anyway, Conor McGregor did go to jail for that, but he doesn't seem bothered by going to jail or the lawsuit. He spent $636 on booze at that bar, and then he tipped $200.
Wow. So,
and he tipped. Well, I thought it was funny. He tipped, but he poured half the shots. So, I mean, the guy who got tipped didn't even really have to do the work.
That's the best.
Connor was working the bar. Connor was working the grill. It was a great night, except for the guy who got the phone knocked out from him. And also, we've been talking about this this college admissions cheating scandal for a long time. It did involve sports as well. A list of fired coaches came out yesterday that included Stanford's sailing coach. It's disappointing now because, oh my God, what kind of season are we going to have, guys?
I can't believe it.
We're going to be knocked out of the national championship run.
Man, how are we going to make it to America's Cup?
That's how you know you go to an elite university when they have a sailing team.
Yeah, I never even heard of a sailing team. I thought people just did that as a hobby.
Yeah, most people do, unless you go to Stanford.
Like, how do you compete in sailing? I don't get it.
You sail against each other.
How? Yeah,
you've got to get a bigger boat.
Have you ever heard of
just like racing? Like
you've seen America's Cup.
I didn't even know a sailboat could go that fast.
Oh, my God, Chan. All right, that's all I got. You got to go eat your Jack in the Box, please.
Depends on the wind, Chan.
All right.
A sailboat.
Mama Berries, you didn't raise her in luxury?
No.
On a sailboat?
Unfortunately, too luxury.
Yeah.
Oh, too much luxury.
Spoiled.
There you go.
Spoiled.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.